Our latest installment of our series, What Class Are You?, features Jordan Hepburn. Jordan, his wife, and five children live in East Callis. One day last fall, he was cutting up a tree for producer Erica Heilman, and they ended up talking about his dreams of starting a farm and the challenges of getting an operation off the ground with no capital.
You know, my friends were 10, 20 years older than me. So
why? Why were your friends 10 years older than you?
You know, raising yourself a lot of that times and just skipping over some of that high school drama. I just found connection with old-time Vermonters, and my dad disciplined us to, you know, see our great-great aunts, and there was just a lot to hear, a lot of stories that interested me and gave me things to ponder when I chose to, you know, walk out in the woods after school until dark. I loved making maple syrup, so I found an apprenticeship. I made maple syrup with an old timer who is also now passed. He was off grid. He ran his blower and his vacuum pump on an 80s Tacoma jacked up with pulleys and wheels. A brilliant engineer. Built his own house. We pulled logs with horses. And just quiet and humble, and just let me observe so much of him.
Was he instrumental in your sort of thinking about what was going to happen in your life? Or what you wanted?
I had decided I wanted to be a farmer going into, you know, into graduation. I had a teacher there senior year, and that teacher said, if you really want to be a farmer and you're willing to go and work and find apprenticeships, you don't really need to go to college. Something I fell in love with is because the ingenuity of farmers is so creative, from irrigation lines to micro hydroelectric, fixing old tractors. You get a mechanic to look at how a farmer put back their wiring on a tractor, and they have no idea how it works. I love it. There's a craft to that way. And the only way I explain it is you have to listen and hear it.
So you were an apprentice to the sugar maker. You've done a lot of different jobs. You still now want to be a farmer. What is the path to that in Vermont right now?
Farming doesn't require land ownership, but the authority to choose to do what you want to do as a farmer kind of does. Very seldom are you going to get the freedom to handle a farm that's not yours. I'm not saying it's not possible.
If you're saying that the rules and regulations make that hard.
The rules and regulations, and you know, sometimes those come from the state of Vermont, and sometimes those come from somebody that might own a farm. You know, I'm in a position where I need a tractor and some plows, and you know, I got to work a job to try to get to that.
You have to work in order to do the work that you want to do.
Yeah, I have to juggle income to farm. I can't go into my parents' trust fund. It doesn't exist.
How many jobs do you have right now?
I'm self-employed, but I timber frame. I have a bulldozer. I have a sawmill.
So those are like three or four things. I mean, you're here at my house to look at cutting up a tree, so there's that.
Yeah, I can run a chainsaw. I can put in a toilet for somebody. I can just move wood around.
So you're doing all of this. You have to do all of this to pay your bills, but you're also trying to gain on it so that you can actually be farming.
Yeah. The process of actually acquiring the land is taking longer. And it's hard to go borrow a loan when your income of trying to be a farmer doesn't support a loan. Or, you know, maybe you've worked and worked and worked and your skill of applications isn't the greatest for a grant. And on paper, you may not look like a qualified applicant of a working lands grant, but I've been told my knowledge base is greater than my vocabulary. So I obviously don't sound as smart as I am. To farm on this land
in a secure manner where my sweat equity is going to be handed to my children, I have to go through subdivision and ask to do a survey, you know, $7,000. Have to do the septic permits, $3,000. Need a tractor at 10 grand if you're lucky for a decent one you're not fixing all the time. Need the implements at $1,000 a pop. The overwhelming burden of learning the hoops, permitting processes, Act 250 laws, water quality, to raise five kids, to fund that from the ground up is near impossible.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.